Everyone stand, please, family and all. The reverence to God is so important in a time like this because reverence released the grace of God. And we all need that grace. I'm going to minister a few moments, a word for Oliver and for Joanne and for the family that the Lord spoke to me in prayer. It's a powerful word. I have never preached this word before, this aspect of it. And I want you to listen closely. I won't be long, but I want you to listen because I want the Holy Spirit to minister to you that you have something to take home with you. Because really where you're going to need it is when you're alone by yourself after the service. So let me shortly pray and get right into it, not very long. Father, we thank you so much for Oliver, for Joanne, for the family. We gather here with them as a brother in Christ that you may manifest yourself in this funeral, homegone service. Thank you for the supernatural. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who can unfold your will and your desire to us. We need illumination. We need light on what has transpired here that we can still have your joy. So thank you for every person that is under the sound of our voice today, that they will hear your voice. We praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Listen very carefully to the subject here because it will speak volume to today. Oliver was a nice man. And 25 years, never give me no trouble. Half of my ministry, I've been in ministry 50 years. I want to talk about a subject here that I think the body of Christ need to hear, not only the family here, but those who have loved one have gone on before them. It's not a regular preaching or teaching, but the Lord revealed to me prophetic victory over death. Oliver had prophetic victory over death. In other words, he foreknew before he died physically where he was going to go, where he was going, and how he was going to end up. Every believer should have prophetic victory. Over death. In other words, you already got the victory before you die. I want to turn to a prophetic word from the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus' word was true. And we'll look at in John's Gospel, chapter 14. Jesus speak prophetically before he went to the cross about how things are going to come out. And then I wrote down another aspect of it. Prior to reading the scripture, what happened when a real Christian go to heavenly sleep? I never had heard that term, heavenly sleep. It means that you already know that you got the supernatural and that you can't really die. You die physically, but you can't die spiritually. I believe Jesus knew what he was talking about. How many of y'all believe Jesus knew what he was talking about? And when you hear his voice, Jesus always keep his word. He's qualified. I say Jesus is qualified to bring to pass whatever he said. He's God's son. And so to the family and to this congregation, Jesus said in John Gospel 14, verse 1, listen to what he said. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I was reading that this morning, preparing to come here, and the Holy Spirit said, see in that voice the word believe twice. We are believers. Now, if you're a child of God, if you're a Christian, if you're not a child of God, you need to get it straight this morning. If you're a believer, you can trust him. He keep his word. I say he keep his word. So he said to us, he's saying to us, to me as a pastor, to the family, to the wife, to the children, to all the family, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So I believe in God and I believe in Jesus. How about you? I believe in God. So then he says this prophetically, because it had not transpired yet, because he had not went to the cross. He had not paid the price for us to have the redemptive right to never die. The redemptive right to never die. Then he says, in this prophetic word from the Lord Jesus, in my Father's house are many mansions. What? Then Jesus said, if it was not so, I would not have told you. Otherwise, I'm not lying. I go to prepare a place for you. Now, the preparation of that place was he hung on a cross on Calvary. They nailed him to that cross and they whipped him. But he wasn't there for himself. He was there for all of them. There for anyone who will believe. That prophetically, Oliver couldn't die. Physically he could, but prophetically he couldn't. I wish somebody would hear me here. See, physically he could die because he's a human being. But prophetically, because he's born again, he could not die. The Bible says when a Christian dies, he call it going to sleep. Now, when you go to bed at night, you expect to get up in the morning. Are you following me? So actually, looking at it in reality, Oliver is sleeping. He got his business fixed with God. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Now listen at this now. That where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know. And the way you know. Oliver knew the way. He said, where I go, you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am. Three things. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And notice those three. The way, the truth. Oliver knew the way, he knew the truth, and he knew the life. That's why we can celebrate here today. That's why we cannot just mourn. We got to celebrate and expect, do what's right in our life to expect to see him again. And Oliver's not in hell, so if you're going to hell, you won't see him no more. Get your business straight. Get your business straight. That's all. Get your business straight with God. I really want to minister to you this morning. I want you to know that God loves you, and I want you to know there's no life like being a Christian. Amen. Once you accept the Lord Jesus, serve him, read his word, yield to him, humble yourself, be meek. It's no better life. I stayed in the street the early part of my life till about 27. I'm 77 now. I've been 50-something years with the Lord, and that street life have nothing compared to a holy life. There's nothing out there can touch. Wake up in the morning and Jesus is holding your hand. Get in the presence of God. Let me try to finish reading here. Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Now, with that prophetic victory over death, there's another scripture, then I'm going to give you a few points and I'll close. There's another scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. These are prophetical. Now, the Apostle Paul is actually speaking after the revelation had been fulfilled. For we know that if our earthly half of this tabernacle was dissolved, we have a building of God. Earthly tabernacle means his body. We have a building with God, a house not made with hand. eternal in the heaven. For in this we groan, under the design to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. My goodness. If so be that being clothed, we should not be found naked. You understand that? Yeah, because if you die and you don't have Christ, you're going to be naked. And Satan's going to take you in. But if you're in Christ, you got clothes on. You understand? For we know that in this tabernacle we do groan, being burdened, for not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Mm-hmm. My, my, my. Now he that has wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given us the honest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now we talk about this prophetic victory over death. Physically separated, but now living in another realm. We must flow in the word of eternal life in this homegoing celebration. Flow in the words of eternal life. He had eternal life, right? Yes. Heavenly sleep shift means going to sleep naturally and awaken supernatural. Oliver will not die anymore. He had his business fixed with God. No one want to stand by not able to live their life. When he got down, we either want to get it correct or get out of here. I know physically it's not easy to say, but as I've been passing a long time, if my memo can't get out, if it can't get out, I'd like for them to leave out. I don't want them to suffer that somebody got to suffer and serve you for 15 years. That ain't living. That ain't living. Satan was plumb disappointed. He thought he was going to have Joanne working for 5-10 years trying to bring Oliver around. But 80 years, mm-hmm. He fought a good fight. Yep. And kept the faith.
That's right.
But I didn't want him to stay here and suffer. All of us go and look over his face, feel cry, you know. He didn't want that either. And I tell you what, I don't want it either. I want out of here. If I can't handle myself, that ain't living.
Come on.
Then all you do is tearing the family down because they're suffering trying to take care of you. He gone to glory. He gone to glory. So I make it, no one want to stand by and not able to live their life knowing that they have another life that will never end waiting on them. So I said this, I typed this out. I'm not going to say goodbye to my son. Oliver was my son. I'm saying hallelujah, thank God. You kept the faith. Now you're higher, watch this now. Now you're higher and safer than all of us. Then we get to a funeral, we start moping and running around because physically, our physical contact is what makes us so sad. Now, I understand that we all have gone through it with loved ones, but my God, he's in a good place. At a funeral, I'm almost through. Believers should walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that physical death cannot stop a born-again believer. Physical death cannot stop a born-again believer. So I wrote down, according to 2 Corinthians 5:8, he took a glory flight. I said he took a glory flight. And he flew in on to glory. He's looking down on us right now. And he's saying, I'm not sick no more. I'm well and blessed. For he had took a glorious stand there in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ. Well, look at the next statement. Look at the next statement. You wouldn't understand this physically. To die is gain. That don't even sound right. To die. In the natural, it don't sound right. But in the spirit, a born-again believer know to die is the gain. Don't have to be sick no more. And then I want to iterate to you, fresh faith is more powerful than physical death. Faith is more powerful than death. If this earthly half of a tabernacle dissolves, faith knows I have another building.
Yes.
I'm glad I wrote this note down because I want to ask a question in this house. Do I have any believers in this house to help lift this family up?
Yes.
Y'all, I know why I wrote it. Now, y'all mighty quiet up in here. I'm saying powerful stuff, and I'm supposed to have other Christians in here. I'm not the only Christian up in here. Y'all need to open your mouth if you're a child of God so we can celebrate this man's funeral. You can't just sit there and look all sad and don't say nothing. If you're a child of God, you ought to say something. I'm not going to let God, nobody glorify God more than me. I mean, I'm in a church and they praising God. God, I'm going to get in there and praise them with it. But if you don't know him, it's another case. If you're religious, it's another case. You won't open your mouth. You won't say nothing. You won't even make a move. You just sit there. I noticed people when they were singing. I watch a congregation. I see somebody, knowing some people didn't move at all. No, they wouldn't raise their hand. But I've been in nightclubs. Everybody had their hand up. We all served the devil. So I'm looking for the believers in the house to help me to praise God for these few moments, to glorify, he worthy to be praised. I said, God is worthy to be praised. Have he ever done anything for you? Who woke you up this morning? Who put you to sleep last night? Who keep food on your table? Who caused your leg able to walk? Who caused your hand able to move? Who keep the breath in your body?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God. Yeah, do I walk through the valley in the shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Nothing by heaven at all. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. I'm sitting, he's sitting at a prepared table. Therefore, he was connected to the shepherd of the prepared place. I'm closing now. I want to close with this spiritual insight. I want you to hear it. Redemption, resurrection, rapture, and reunion. Redemption, resurrection, rapture, and reunion. From my walk with God, what we have here is a seed life sown that it receive a glorious harvest. All of us are seed. And he had received a harvest. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read one last scripture to you. And I want you to hear the word victory over death in 1 Corinthians. Victory over death, 1 Corinthians. Then you can come, Junior. I'll be through. Victory over death. I don't like to hold a long, long funeral. Victory over death. And I don't see any sense. Just celebrate and keep on living. Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
I found out I had some Christians up here. They start talking. Hallelujah. I said, man, I don't want to be up here by myself. I want somebody talking to me when I'm... Somebody want to praise God. Why don't you lift your hand and praise Him right now? And thank Him for this kind of life, the kind of life this man left before us. I want to thank God for a man who lived right. Preached 17 years. I didn't even know that. Preached 17 years. Preached the gospel and never give me no problem. Never cried at the pulpit. Never said nothing. Just serve. Powerful, man. Yeah, it's powerful. Yeah, it's powerful. I want to read in the closing, victory over death. That's what I want you to think about, victory over death. Everybody say victory over death. And I want you to have it. When I'm not talking about Oliver now, I'm talking about you. I want you to have it. Victory over death. The only victory over death is the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible said, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You need Jesus. All of us need. We need Jesus. Say, I need Jesus. In my life, right now. I close with these scriptures in 1 Corinthians 15, victory over death, prophetic victory over death. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Look out, Oliver. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass that saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Yeah. Praise God, death is swallowed up in victory. I mean, those are the most powerful words that can come to a person's mouth, because we're talking about eternal life here now. We're not talking about living 70, 80, 90 years in this world. We're talking about eternal. We're not even talking about numbers now. See, Oliver don't have to worry about no more numbers. He don't have to worry about no more birthdays. Because, I mean, his life now, you can't calculate it. You can't calculate it. You know, you're going to ask, how long he going to live? You can ask now, how long Oliver going to live? There's no extension in his life. He's living eternally now. Praise God. So here, I like this verse. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. I just want to pray then right now. Thank God that I don't have to come here sad. I know Oliver got his business fixed and that his hand is in God's hand. And I shout the victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I rejoice. He made it. He stayed hooked up all the way. But thank be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He got the victory. In my Father's house are many mansions. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thank God for a good man. I'll see him again. Because I'm going to stay bold. What about you? I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to let the Spirit of God lead me. I'm not going to let this world change me. I'm going to love God all the days of my life. Joanne, we'll see him again. We'll see him. You did a good job, girl. You stuck with him and the family. I heard those brothers. Where them brothers at? Show me the brother. Who the brother? Show me the brother. His brother. That's one brother. Yeah, okay, yeah. I know you, yeah. His other brother. He's stuck. Two brothers, right? Yeah. Both of them here? You, the other one not here, yeah. Yeah, okay, the young, okay. But the brother, tell me how the brother stuck with him. I bless you for that. Joanne told us how you stuck with him. And he lives a good life. Everybody get on their feet.